quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Ecom 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Russell Jackman and Mike McDowd. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a trivia question. This time, we have a theme, and it's called film characters. And I got to say that in looking at these questions, you better get at least 2 out of 3. Hopefully, you'll get 3 out of 3, but at least 2 out of 3. You guys will do well. So we got a lot of good stuff to talk about. I love these stories about the WNBA. We got to get Enos Kanter, Freedom, and Royce White, who's running for governor, I believe it is, of Minnesota. And he wants to play in the WNBA. He says he feels like he wants to be the first Black trans athlete lesbian. Okay, let's see how that goes. I actually think that they'll get more viewership if they have guys like this playing in the WNBA. What do you think?
100%. I mean, look, the NBA is insane, but it's all, there's so much, I hate to say this, but the fact of the matter is a lot of politics in this league. I wish it wasn't. I just want to see him play basketball. But yes, people will watch it, but you know what? It'll absolutely shift the dynamics of the entire league if it happens.
Now the guys though are going to have to learn to play with a smaller ball. They're used to playing with a bigger ball.
Of course, so. Yes, you and I have said that countless times. It's smaller basketball. It's a different game. Okay,
right.
It's a different game.
And when we come back, Russell had brought up a few things: the death of Don Nelson, Mike Kruko is retiring. Those of us local here know about that. Roger Craig, Hall of Fame, but he's also got potentially dementia.
Terrible.
Vascular dementia, yeah.
Terrible. Yeah. It's just awful.
It seems like it's just a really good guy. And then
I'll share Russell some insight on that, too.
About the 49ers, injuries potentially due to the substation electronic waves and stuff. Okay, audience, stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in 4 distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
There are rivers that people visit, and then there are rivers that change them. For over 40 years, Tributary Whitewater has guided adventurers on the West's most iconic waters. The journey spans from the deepest river canyon in North America via Hell's Canyon on the Snake River to the legendary wild and scenic stretches of the Rogue River in Southwest Oregon. Bring the family and explore a 3-day, 2-night easy rafting trip on the new Lower Klamath, or half-day to 2-day trips on California Classic Whitewater on the American River, or experience the rivers in the Sierra Nevada, including the Truckee River and the springtime East Fort Carson River, both just outside of Lake Tahoe. With expert guides and all-inclusive overnight experiences on the river, Tributary serves as a premier gateway to the great outdoors. From Oregon and Idaho to the heart of California, Tributary Whitewater provides everything you need for an experience of a lifetime. Reservations for the 2026 season are available at whitewatertours.com. Tributary Whitewater, incredible river experiences.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowell and Russell Jackman. All right, guys, we're going to start off with the death of Don Nelson. I mean, how old was he?
85 and change.
And Russell had to, off air, was telling us, or telling me about
86.
How, you know, and I had forgotten about this, that during the Maui wildfires, he really came through as a good Samaritan to a lot of people there.
Yeah, there's lots of articles on him feeding victims and opening his home and his properties up to people who were refugees from the fires, and that he provided free housing to the victims, and he had rental homes, and he made those available to people who were, you know, victims from the fires. And I mean, people revere him in Maui. I mean, they really do. I don't know. The thing about Don Nelson that I know about, I mean, you met him or you knew him, but from what I know, people either loved Don Nelson tremendously or they couldn't stand him. There was very, very, he was one of those polarizing people that just would, you know, motivate guys to become incredible basketball players. But we also know that his friction between himself and Chris Webber led to the breakup of the two of them, and eventually both of them were gone from the Golden State Warriors. But then you had Nelson return and bring us the We Believe season, you know, with Baron Davis and so forth, with the huge dunk on Kirilenko and all that.
Yeah.
So he brought us Dirk Nowitzki. He's the guy that found and cultivated Dirk Nowitzki and made him an NBA champion and one of the, you know, top 50 NBA players of all time. You could easily argue that Dirk was one of them. And the NBA, I mean, Nelly Ball brought that small, up-tempo, fast-paced, center-shooting-three type basketball before it was cool.
Run TMC. It was Run TMC.
It was also Nelly Ball when it was in Dallas, you know, when he had Jason Kidd and Dirk Nowitzki over in Dallas. He had that style. He wanted centers that weren't these big hulking low post guys. He wanted guys that could shoot distant threes. You know, I hate to say it and bring up the name Vic Alexander, for you have to be a real Warriors fan to remember what I call big, thick Vic Alexander, who was couldn't block a shot to save his life, but shot threes, you know, but he was terrible. He was just, yes.
And furthermore, let's tell people who Don Nelson is. A lot of people don't know who Don Nelson is. And that's a fact. Because I got 14 years in the NBA. I believe he was a 5-time NBA champion, Lakers, Celtics. Believe it or not, I played with the Chicago Zephyrs. You ever heard of them? Yes. So, you know, he was one of those guys, obviously a stalwart, what, 10 points per game, about 4.5 rebounds per game. Good, very good player. Tough, physical. I can tell you, Russ says, I met him. I didn't just meet him. I dealt with him almost every night. I covered the Warriors for 3 years, and he was the guy I was covering. And I got to tell you, sometimes he was a pain in the ass. And he wasn't very respectful to me. I was respectful to him. I was a young guy. I get it. I was a young guy, and I was. But there were times when he – but now, with that said, I also got to talk to him a little bit by myself, away from everybody, and he was pretty cool to me. You know, but I look at it now, and I should have said, you know, I should have been such a – I should have pushed back, you know, a little bit. You couldn't really do that with him because he'd yell at you, and, you know, he'd always ask, well, how come you guys aren't talking to me about the three-throw shooting? And he'd always talk to us about that. The three-throw shooting with the Warriors. It's like, dude, let's talk about something else. We get you shot well tonight. But it was a frustrating time for the Warriors. You know, you had Mitch Richmond. You had Jimmy Hardaway, Chris Mullin. You know, and then Chris Webber comes in, and the dynamics completely shifted. And sadly, he should have worked with Chris because Chris was a freaking dynamite player. He was. He proved himself. So, with all the respect, and I'm going to say this about, you know, Coach, definitely a good human being, I believe. You know, I didn't go out and drink beers with him, no way. But I think overall, pretty good, a good heart, a good man. Rush just articulated it very well at the kindness that he demonstrated. And, you know, guys, when it's all said and done, it's what you did to help your fellow man. It's not what you did on the basketball court. So, to Russ's point, God bless him for that.
Yeah. All right. Hey, guys, let's move on. Roger.
Oh, wait, I was going to say, and there's always that one shot that he took in the NBA Finals that bounced off the rim and went way up in the air and then went back down. That's always known as the Nelson shot. As the, you know, to win a game, you know, if you hit a basket and it just luckily falls right in. He had that was the true luck of the Irish for Don Nelson and the Celtics. I think that was maybe like 64-65 or 65-66, something like that, in the finals. All right, okay. Go ahead.
All right, so moving on to Roger Craig, the 49ers, finally getting into the Hall of Fame.
Should have been in soon. That's my first comment. Is
that, you know, should have been
the first ballot Hall of Famer.
A lot of us still remember that fumble. That you know, and that's
but that doesn't define his career. He was on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
You're right. It's one of those. Really sweet. He seems like a really nice guy. And he how many Super Bowls did he win with them? Three.
Not only that, beloved. Yeah. On some of by his teammates, the fans, the media. He always had this incredibly, wow, you know, gorgeous white smile. And the good-looking guy, great-looking guy. But he had this spirit about himself. He was tough as nails. Came from an extremely poor background, as some of you may know. Mother raised 7 kids. His mother worked at night. Father passed away at a young age. So he came from nothing. Him and our friend Jamie Williams, Dr. Jamie Williams, tied in childhood best friends, elementary school. They went to high school in Davenport, Iowa, and then they played at the University of Nebraska together. Oh, lastly, they won a world championship with the 49ers. I mean, come on. And Jamie was the introduction speech to introduce Roger, and it was magical. It really was.
No, is he suffering from CTE? Because they were talking about potential dementia.
No, not so much. Not so much.
It's vascular dementia.
Okay.
So they believe that it is caused by the, you know, all the heart jarring and the concussions. And so, but it's not dementia. It's not Alzheimer's.
It's equally devastating. It's equally devastating because what it is it's the blood flow that goes to all of his particular extremities are slowly getting cut off. And so he's going to be like paralyzed.
They're saying it is caused from football. All the hits.
Well, they don't know for sure. I mean, there are genetic predispositions to it as well, but they don't think the jarring and the punishment helped.
Okay, guys, let's go to our first commercial break trivia question here. And again, we're talking film characters. I'm going to name the person in the film, not the real name, but the character, and you're going to tell me what movie it is, all right?
Forrest Gump, no.
Then the answer would be Forrest Gump. Okay, and again, you know the rules. Okay, ready? Norman Bates.
Oh, okay.
Easy. Tell me more. I know, yeah. I told you the first two are going to be easy, all right? That's our trivia question. Norman Bates. What movie do we associate Norman Bates? All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Don't touch that.
Breathe.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Hear that overflow? That's not just rain. That's water pouring straight into your home's foundation. Clogged, broken, or missing gutters and downspouts can cause costly damage fast. We're talking foundation cracks, flooded basements, rotting wood, even mold. Most homeowners don't realize the damage until it's too late. We install, repair, and replace full-service gutter and downspout systems built to move water away from your home where it belongs. Call right now for a free gutter inspection. We'll show you exactly what's wrong and exactly how to fix it before it turns into a major repair bill. Call the Gutter Helpline now. Protect your home. Protect your foundation. Fix your gutters before they fail. Here's the number.
800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. That's 800-884-1561.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman and Mike McDowell. Okay, guys, what movie do we associate the name Norman Bates with? And Russell, go ahead and do that. The noise again.
Run for us, Russell.
Breathe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not the name of the movie.
Alfred Hitchcock at his absolute best. Psycho.
Yeah. You know they use chocolate syrup for the shower
scene?
Yes,
because it was the thing wasn't even trying to use was too liquidy in the shower, and they said
they tried to use newspaper ink, and it didn't work too well. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. So now let's move over. Oh, go ahead, Mike.
And real quickly, can I just add something about the Roger Craig and Jamie Williams? I had the ability to have a brief dialogue with Jamie and just congratulated him on, the honor. And he said it was just it was beyond words. So congratulations to both of them.
Jamie's very articulate. So, being a PhD himself. Very, very well read.
Yeah, maybe we both get him on, to tell you the truth.
I love you. Friend of the show. Friend of the show, exactly. All right. I want to talk a little bit about the WNBA. You know, it's funny, all these little controversies in a way may be the best thing the WNBA ever did with all this drama. So you have, first of all, you have Caitlin Clark coming in. Suddenly she's got a target on her back. Then you have Sophie Cunningham coming to her defense and saying men don't belong in women's sports. Effectively, she was respectful, but that's what she said. And then now she's got a target on her back also for protecting her teammate. And then you get all these I'll say woke coaches who won't come out and say, listen, men should not be playing with women. All right, so now you got Enos Kanter Freedom, who was an NBA player, 6'10", I believe, who says, you know, he's got his female side and he wants to play in the WNBA, and he's looked at the rules and said, you know, I qualify. And now you have Royce White, who also played, I believe he played in the NBA himself. And he's about 6'8", and he's coming into his female side himself. And then you got that transgender person from France, I think. He's only about 6'4", I think, but he can dunk, and he's ready to come into the WNBA. So I think it'd be kind of cool to see, let's say, three of these guys come in, not a whole team's worth, three of them and two women, and see what happens. Go ahead, guys.
You know, hey, quickly, the headline really should be the WNBA is being absolutely forced to answer a question it never wanted to answer.
What is a woman? And why is it called WNBA? It's good. The W stands for woman. Well, you know, Women's National Basketball Association.
The BNBA, the Biological National Basketball Association, or the unbiological.
Yeah, you know, if somebody asked me what a woman is, I'd say someone with two X chromosomes, right?
Yeah.
That's a simple answer. It's not political. It's just boom. But, you know, I wonder what the WNBA will do. Well, first of all, they have to get drafted. Do you think there will be a conspiracy not to draft these guys?
You know, I think they're going to have to come to, it's going to be a come to humanity kind of moment. Or, you know, what's their stance going to be? And it's going to be one of those key questions where it could literally devastate the league.
But it'll be good for ratings. Now, Russ, we know you watch the WNBA every night. What are your comments on that?
None.
You okay. Really watch it?
Well, it'll be interesting. All right. Well, okay, then let's move on.
Hold on. You know, we had on our friend who was the high school volleyball player who was absolutely She lost her scholarship to, you know, and so there's major evidence that males can absolutely badly hurt people, damage people. She lost her scholarship to play actually softball in college. She still has concussion problems. She has psychological problems. And what was her name?
Peyton McKnight.
Peyton McKnight. Thank you. And you know, you know what? You have to listen to women in this case. What do women want? It's not what men want. What do women want?
That's the whole idea about Title IX. Otherwise, it used to be, you know, just have an intramural league and whoever the best players are. You know, it's based on merit, isn't it? Is that how people get drafted?
Or we're going to have a co-ed league.
Or have a co-ed league, yeah. That would be actually, yeah. Do you know what, though? It'd be kind of frustrating, I think, if the guys don't pass to the women. You know, so they'd have to kind of make some kind of rules on that. It's like,
there's... Yeah, right. I think you have to make a rule. You have to pass or you get penalized.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what? There are some co-ed rules for, like, you know, just kind of generic, rec leagues. And I think it's like on softball, you have to have at least two women. And there's certain rules that they put on specifically for that. But let's move on for just a minute here. So the Russ brought up a very interesting point before the show. The 49ers, Russ, talk about the 49ers and this substation and the potential injuries due because of it.
Well, for the last several years, the 49ers have led the league in injuries. And, you know, it's when the 49ers moved from Hunter's Point to Santa Clara, they built the Levi Stadium right where the practice field is, right adjacent to a power substation. And so people are now equating the frequent injuries. And there was just an announcement made this afternoon that it looks like Nick Bosa is going to be relegated to maybe, you know, week by week determination as to whether he's going to be able to play at all this season or what weeks he's going to be able to play. And the Niners already, of course, had the terrible news that Pearsall was lost at the beginning of the of practice. He didn't even get on, you know, the field for an actual, you know, preseason game. And the Niners have, like, I think around 20 or more players that are listed on the injured list right now. And again, they haven't played one scrimmage game. They have their first scrimmage game this week against Tennessee in 2 days, on Thursday.
Go ahead, Mike.
And people are wondering how they're going to get through with this.
Go ahead, Mike.
Well, furthermore, Russ, did you say there's allegations?
Yeah, well, it's more suspicion, you know.
Of course, well, allegations don't mean anything. Where's the evidence?
There isn't.
Speculation. It's all speculation.
It is speculation, and that's why
they're admitting to such rust that they are finding, like, if you put a cell phones to your head compared to earphones that are not connected, you know, that just like connect not the Bluetooth, but just regular. They are finding some either cancerous stuff or just some brain injuries. You got to figure it's microwave type stuff. So I don't know if it's a conspiracy. You got to figure with all this electronic stuff going on in the air, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, why do people not want to live next to the substation or, you know, big, PG.
Transformers, those transformers.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And also they have a lot of crazy chemicals that go around, you know, to make those things work. There's a lot of crazy contamination goes on in those areas. It's not just electronic.
Okay, maybe that's one of the issues. Go ahead, Mike. You had your hand up. I choose Mike.
Okay, if we jump to another topic real quick, because there's three major sports business stories that we got to talk about, and it all affects college sports. number one, and I don't know, a federal judge in Colorado ordered the NCAA to allow athletes from the high school class of 2022 to get an additional year of eligibility because they were the only class from 2020, 2024 that was not given an additional year of eligibility. So a federal judge has refused to stay her injunction. And so now all these athletes from 2022 must be given a player a year back, which means incredible financial opportunities, NIL, et cetera, and they have to all be reinstated. They were the only class within that period of time that was really ultimately discriminated against. So now those athletes are going to be have the opportunity to come back. So that's a huge story today.
Okay.
Let's put
a pause on that because we're going to go to our second trivia question here. Again, I'm going to name the character in the movie. You tell me the movie. Dorothy Gale. All right. What movie do we associate that with? And now I got to give you my silly pun of the week. So many women say that their husbands never listen to them. I can proudly say that I've never heard my wife say anything like that. Or maybe, I don't know. Okay. All right, audience. That's our trivia question. Dorothy Gale, what movie do we associate Dorothy Gale with? Audience, stay with us for TCOM 101. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance. With state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is. So you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Hop in a John Deere Gator XUV for a day's work. Let's see what's on the to-do list. There goes the tree. And the fence.
Help her out!
Not a problem. Because you've got a cargo box filled with solutions. Up to 4,000 pounds of towing capacity. And you're ready to roll.
The power's out!
Here we go again. The Gator XUV. Built for every kind of workday. Learn more at johndeere.com/GatorXUV. Nothing runs like a deer.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Got stuff you don't need? Turn it into cold hard cash with Cha-Ching Company. Whether it's your house, your car, or even gold collecting dust, we buy it for cash fast. No hassles, no long waits. Get a free cash offer in just 24 hours and walk away with money in your pocket. That's Cha-Ching Company, your trusted cash buyer for houses, cars, and gold. Visit cashnow2026.com. right now and get your offer today.
The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa invites you to experience spring in Tahoe. Whether it's hiking, getting pampered in the spa, or relaxing by the lake, the Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa is the perfect destination as it is close to many restaurants, Heavenly Village, and nature areas to explore. Every room has a spectacular Lake Tahoe view. call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com to reserve your room with a view.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time. Edward Brown here along with Mike McDowell and Russell Jackman. Second trivia question. Dorothy Gale, what movie do we associate with the name Dorothy Gale?
Wizard of Oz.
Okay. Next, Mike, we're going to let you get the next one because I told you these first two were going to be easy. The next one is a little harder. All right.
Hey, do you know that answer, Mike?
Of course I did.
Of course you know.
Yeah. Do you know that was Dorothy's last name was Gale?
In the movie, not in real life.
No. Judy Garland, yes. Go ahead.
Yes. So basically what the NCAA did, we just talked about athletes getting an additional year from 2022. So they tried to create a 5-for-5 eligibility system. So now the question is, you know, what this really amounts to is NIL money, scholarships, rosters, transfer portals, millions of dollars for these athletes. Now, did the NCAA try to create its own legal nightmare by trying to draw this bright line between the old eligibility system and the new, you know, 5-for-5 model? So that's actually a good question. I don't know if you guys want to answer that. And there's even a bigger story after this one involving college sports. So I think it's a good question. Any thoughts?
I still don't understand the NIL that much. You know, where all this money is coming from and what it's for. Can you shed some light?
Yeah. I mean,
can you educate me about it? I mean, look, you know, they're not making, you know, like Barbie dolls out of it.
Well, the NIL is the next story. You know, we've ordered the NCAA a year ago with the House had some legislation where essentially, you know, the question is, is the NCAA trying to create a professional sports league? In other words, are we watching the birth of a true salary cap system in college athletics? Or is this just going to pertain to more legal battles with NIL? So that's a question that, you know, because the framework allows schools to directly share revenue with athletes, as we all know, while third-party NIL deals are being scrutinized through the College Sports Commission, and the school payment pool is around $20 million annually at the outset, while outside NIL arrangements remain subject to review. So, you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out the money side of it. Is it like, jerseys? You know, guy wears a certain jersey number with his name on it, and Deion Sanders.
Well, yes,
right.
Yes, but I mean, for example, many teams, Notre Dame, Ohio State, just signed a big deal with, I think, Cisco or Notre Dame did, and they're going to have the patch right here, advertising patch on the.
Where's the player?
But I'm just saying, those players will benefit from that. Those players will get a chunk of that. So,
but NIL image
revenue sharing, and you know, you see some of these athletes not doing TV commercials. So, I mean, and it's going on at the local level too.
Yeah.
So, you know, the car dealers, the local, you know, well, put it this way. I have reached out to many universities to try to get athletes on our show. Guess what? No. They want money. You got to pay them.
That's ridiculous.
I'm just telling you the reality. It's terrible.
We should be on our national show.
But that's what I've been told. It's very frustrating because, you know, back in the day, we could get anybody we wanted to. In fact, I've reached out to big-time college football coaches, and I guess for whatever reason in today's media landscape, all these universities where they used to like almost cater to me as a, you know, sports host and TV guy, get back to me right away. Now
I'm lucky if they even acknowledge my email. It's so bizarre.
But if we were ESPN, it'd be a different story, right?
Yeah, but we got some street cred. You know, we're on five different networks.
You're 100% right. But if it's like when, you know, when the ESPN has a guest on to talk about something, right? I mean, they don't, I'm sure ESPN does not pay those players.
I don't know. That's you know who told me that, by the way? And I'll use his name because you know him. We had him on our show. Remember Chris Bolton, the Bay Area high school basketball player of the year in 1983? He said that at Boise State, his son, a lot of these players would not do anything until they got paid for appearances, whatever, interviews. I said, wow. That's how they're making their money.
On that.
That's how they're making their cash. So, yeah. You know, and you know, it's even crazier. Northwestern, for example, there's like they call it the $1 billion arms race within college football. So Northwestern received a $35 million commitment specifically for football only. $35 million. Football only. So what does it mean? It's gonna enhance recruiting, facility, staff, player support, NIL competitiveness, and obviously keeping in talent. So that's where we're at. You see what I'm saying?
No, they were usually not that great a football team.
So, but here's a good question for both of you guys. Is our college football, and you, Edward, you'll understand this, are college football donations becoming the equivalent to venture capital investments now?
That's a good question. They kind of sound like it, don't they?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, we've always wanted college football to run like any other business. And so this is kind of the end result of that. You know, that college football isn't about sports. If it's really about being a business, then you're going to be making decisions based on, you know, sheer monetary factors more than, you know, the actual, you know, outcome of sporting events. You're more interested, you know, you don't care if you win or lose. You care if you have a profitable product. And that's
boosters, and you know, you get, you know, Ohio State gets 100,000 people show up at their games, and
the tournament's making every school feel, you know, or soon one of these days it'll be probably 64 teams in the College Bowl, you know, but already now 13 schools think they have a shot at becoming, you know, the national champion every year, which wasn't the case before that. You know, before with the old BCS system, you could rule out 90% of the schools out there to have any kind of a shot at, you know, the bowl, you know, getting in a great bowl and then winning the bowl. And
look at it, though. Sometimes bowl games, these big players don't want to play because if they get hurt, it ruins their professional career. So they sit out. That never used to be the case.
Well, yeah, no, but now it's much more about getting into that tournament and how much money that generates.
Yeah, and Russ and Edward, you know, schools are trying to get really creative out of the box. Like, Tosh Leupold, the new head coach in California, he talked about, I listened to his press conference, and he talked about the fact that it's just, how, for example, Cal is trying to be really creative and generate more money. It's a money game. It's a money game. So what they're going to be doing, and at some point, Cal said about 81,000, 82,000. I think it's about 76,000 now. But guess what's coming back for the first time since the 80s, maybe early 90s? Almost 80,000 seats filled for concerts. They're going to start using Memorial Stadium for rock concerts. So what does that do? It generates a lot. Listen, you're going to get more people going to concerts than a Cal football game. But that's what they got to do. And I thought it was very interesting.
It just better not ruin the field.
It's turf.
Yeah, it's turf. You know, you never know. Raucous rock bands. You know, you remember the old Dale?
I don't know. I mean, what was that? You guys, any thoughts on that, or does it just, does anybody care? No.
Okay, I mean, well, no, I did want to mention though, while we're in this segment, about Mike Kruko retiring and saying that he's done being an announcer for Giants baseball. I mean, he and Dwayne Kuiper have been doing that show for the side by side for 36 years. I've listened to just about every single second of that time they've been together. And it's really, I don't think we're ever going to see another duo like that, that work together that many years doing that. I mean, it's just, the world of TV is too mercurial, and they never commit to anybody for very long as far as announcing crew goes. And I think that's going to be something that we'll never see again.
Mike having some health issues?
Yeah, and that's the reason why he's not getting it.
Yeah, that's exactly why he's retiring.
Yeah, McCumber will still be doing it.
Okay.
I mean, listen, for people who don't know, Mike Kruko pitched in the majors for about 14 years. And again, we bring this up and just to bring it home for people, because they don't know Giants baseball. So this is the national audience. You got to keep that in mind. Remember, Mike Kruko and Dwayne Kuiper were the Giants announcers. They still are. And they're just, they have a chemistry that you can't buy, you can't teach. They just have it. At the same time, I love those guys. I really do. They're fabulous. But just for the sake of conversation, Russ says, I don't think we're going to ever see anybody like that. But I'm telling you guys, all over Major League Baseball, there are so many unbelievably great and talented broadcast teams. You know, we think San Francisco, it's like our little melting pot, right? But I got to tell you, you can go to Milwaukee, you can go to Chicago, Detroit. They're the best of the best. There's only so many of these jobs, right?
True. You're never going to have another Bob Uecker in baseball.
I mean, Uecker was awesome.
Right, yeah.
Vince Scully,
yeah.
Hurry, carry, come swing. Holy cow.
Holy cow.
No, I mean, the field is too mercurial now. They won't commit. No television station or broadcast company is going to commit to somebody and have them on the air for 32 straight years. It's just not going to happen.
Excuse me. How much time do we have? Quickly?
30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, listen. I'm ticked off. I'm almost pissed. But I'm going to call them out right now. What KNBR did to the 40 Greg Papa.
Yeah.
While he's battling leukemia, is disgraceful, disgusting, almost diabolical, in my opinion.
Yes.
Shame on them. Yes. Shame on them. They're disgusting.
And you know what? I'll
boycott throw this the station. What they, that's just not even human.
Mike, I want to add to this. The Warriors, the Niners, and the Raiders should all be helping out, too. He shouldn't have to go to a GoFundMe to get paid to cover.
You're right.
Okay, guys, let's cut to our last break here.
I agree with you.
Benjamin Braddock. What movie do we associate with that name, Benjamin Braddock? Stay with us, Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back with some closing comments. Don't press that dial.
We With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell and Russell Jackson. Our third trivia question, Benjamin Braddock. What movie do we associate with that name?
Benjamin
Braddock. Now, I thought it was Cinderella Man because Braddock, but it was that's Jim Braddock.
I was thinking Master and Commander or something.
Well, you ready? The Graduate. Got to go back to Dustin Hoffman in 1968 for that one. All right. So again, Greg Papa, hey, he's got a GoFundMe page. I'm sure the audience, if you go search for Greg Papa.
Please look it up if you can.
Donate if you can. Help this guy. He needs help. And I hope our show does you good.
Yeah, and he's been there for the Bay Area for so many things, so many wonderful moments. And, you know, it's just a shame. To me, this is what the evil part of corporate America is when they just look at the bottom line and say, you know, we're getting rid of you because you're costing us too much.
We think there'd be some kind of payout, you know, and again, for the people who he worked for, you'd think that there would be some kind of something for them. Okay. Are you guys ready? Here's our thoughts for the day. So my wife called and asked, do you ever get that shooting pain all over your body? Like someone has a voodoo doll of you and is poking it? And concerned, I replied, no. And she said, what about now?
That's good.
I like that one, right? And a recent study showed that women who are slightly overweight live longer than men who tell their wives about it.
You would mention it, yes.
Yeah, so if they would mention it, yeah. All right, guys, we have 15 seconds. Any last words?
Yeah, let's say a prayer for Greg Papa. How about that?
Yeah, and you know, peace home to Don Nelson.
Yeah. All right, audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We'll be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Adios.
You guys. Oh, okay.